Hi, dear. Yes, love. I just went to sleep. Sex was supposed to last a few days. Week most for the dad dies. Or more likely, leaves falling ground dirty for all the entire tyrant life of any history. And that cute fling we have to stretch to fit 75 years. In this generation, that is my friend, is why unhappiness in all time I would have. No, it's Fortnite, hot Chipotle, in credit card payments. Goddamn, bro, the occasion not riots or stabbing. Or plane crash, you're just plain trash. Ish, bromeo, the USO. My bro, Dea, is treating life like one big damn wham bam joke. I should smoke. Spoke. Depressed and waiting last minute to pull a parachute. He doesn't know who his friends he's going there, risking everything for a girl who doesn't like him. The imposition, first of all, he is like moving on. This girl life, it's a date from hell. There was Seinfeld episode, Elaine and Guy did this to her. He's acting like all these strangers are his good on friends. It's how in fifth grade they treat you like you're king of the world. The teachers are everyone special and can be president he won. I think he's not perceiving one. He's overextending or cutting things too far along boundaries, sociopath up. Okay, dear. My brother? What happened to my poor dad? My poor dad died in months and months and who gave my acne near their bedroom. Who?
Did your brother send you a message?
My god, dear Mecklen, death and date, my husband done at 2-3 Sustra Bay, incestuous dumpling twins and fight, gay thou Eckla dear now Mecklen tell brother, see? He has the.
What about him?
He has the quart right,
is
my dear.
Home or what?
He has the COVID, the Charlie Gamma.
Oh my god.
Charlie DeGallio. He got the court right.
He what, honey?
He caught the Corvid. The James Corvid.
Oh, I don't know when he'll call you. He's having a problem getting on a plane.
Because he caught the Corvid, bro. Delta Force Bravo. Alesso. Alpha.
I don't know.
Cesar. He said they all said no to him. They gave him Cartwright and they still said no.
I don't know. I hope you hear from him and he's well.
He has COVID.
And he sound okay?
No.
So, he wanted to go to Europe for what? To get sick? Terrible.
I love you.
Now he's having trouble coming back.
I love you so much. I love you dearly. You're the best grandma to ever have.
I have no idea when he'll come home.
He said it's going to be months. He has caught it.
They won't let him on the plane.
Because he sucked some German dude's dick in the porta potty at the soccer game. And then he started posting racist tweets that I sent over hacking his account.
He's going to lose his job, everything.
I know.
Like that.
Yep. The corporate. They think he's gay at his job. They think he's gay.
He'll get another job.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he pokes himself into areas
yep.
he shouldn't be poking into.
You hit the nail on the head.
Instead of traveling.
The corporate. The craven. Crawfish.
And foolish. He sometimes does foolish things as well.
You say he's an idiot? Yeah. I know.
I'm telling you, don't tell everybody what he's
saying. I know. He ate a girl's butt and then he got caught. Age of
innocence.
He ate a girl's butt and then he got caught. That's where he got the caught.
Casino on the script too. Doing, we change around the structure of the editing, but the editing for me.
Do you miss Harrison, dear?
What I like the most. It's also torturous, but it is the best part.
Do you miss Harrison?
There's a great deficiency I have.
Now who are you talking to?
Andy. Andy from down the block. She's this girl who lives in my hall. She's really tall, kind of like a Goliath Amazonian chick. But she gives blowjobs.
Please, talk normal. It's terrible.
My dear?
You must have talked terrible. Talk
in terms of lighting, in a way, or Mike would argue with that. But and I pointed out there's a story.
Yes, my love.
Steve Spielberg is extraordinary lighting.
I love
that. We've known each other for 30-some-odd years.
Okay,
and,
I love you.
There. Okay, 6,000 people coming from this way. And then we pan over to... Wait a minute.
My dear?
And the light beams in this way.
Italian salami?
But, you know, we talk about stories and, over the years, and I realize it came from Phoenix, Arizona.
Can I have some Italian salami?
You like salami?
I'm coming to your place on Thursday when we go to the Hamptons.
What?
Yeah, we're going to the Hamptons.
You're going to a house?
Yeah.
Where?
Rock Bottom.
Wow.
Oh. Okay, so I'm going to read you something from the book of Job. And this is God harassing Job. So I don't know if you know the story of Job, but it's a very interesting story. And basically what happens with Job
why?
Is that God and the devil have a bet.
You're having dinner now? It's so late. I just went to sleep. I woke up to tell you about the court, right? Corbett.
What do you want to tell me, honey?
Honey, Manny?
What do you want to play?
Finally, I'm using an opportunity to not be so hated and get some skin in the game like what my brother's been doing to me for years. No words.
I don't know. I worry now about Harrison.
You mean it? I don't miss him. He deserves it going there.
I don't know why the heck he goes out of the country. It's so troublesome.
You get what you pay for.
As a result, I bet he loses his job.
I know he will. They said it. They said you get court rate, you're out of the job.
See? And how is he going to pay his rent?
He'll borrow from me. That's what he does. Because I make the money with Terry and Andy by the ferryway with Tracy. And Katie comes.
I don't know why I'm so angry that he has to poke his nose everywhere.
What happened, dear?
I don't know what to do, what to tell you.
Why?
I don't know, sweetheart, what to tell you.
Why?
Why? Don't be silly and talk foolish.
Why?
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm gonna go inside, Alex.
Why?
I don't feel good.
Why?
Bye bye, honey. I'll talk to you another time, okay?
Why?
You heard me, honey.
Why?
I don't feel good.
Please. I love you, dear.
I love you too. Thank you, sweetheart. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Hi.
Hi. So, I have some news for you. So, Harrison was supposed to come on Saturday.
Was he?
And then I haven't spoken to him, but he sent me texts.
Right.
Then he said he was supposed to come today.
I know.
And then did he tell you?
He sent me a text.
Yeah. Did he tell you?
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to the Hamptons this weekend.
So, he has COVID.
You sound excited for the Hamptons.
Did you hear what I said? He has COVID.
He got Delta B grade.
He had what?
He got the B grade of Delta, the new variant that has been trickling from the Delta A that was in CNN a few weeks ago. What? I've been following the news, and that's why I get the citizen alerts. They've been updating me about even Europe and all the crime going on for COVID.
But is that what he has? Is the Delta?
Of course he has Delta.
Oh my God.
So
burned.
It's a world, basically, though. I found out you do get what you ask for, and when you have a worldwide catastrophe that the world stops for it. It turns out there was a reason everyone had to take precautions, and you can't go to a soccer game with people that you don't even know, and the girl's not your girlfriend and she doesn't like you, and the soccer game that everything is going to be okay. And he's had this laissez-faire attitude since God knows when, but
day one.
You can't treat the world, though, as if it's fifth grade, that the teachers all, you can't really do wrong if you're not being a bad antisocial person. And he thinks all socializing is kind of just one bucket when there is nuance in life and there's times and places to do things. So if you do live your life jumping out of the parachute plane, not pulling your chute till the last possible second, you're going to face collateral damage that is what usually affects, as I've seen, really black and Spanish people. And he's getting a horrible disease that is only around people who have so much insane contact on top of people. And in Europe, they don't know what's going on. They don't take precautions.
Okay. Every picture he showed me, that one person is wearing
a... No, so that's what I'm saying, that he went to the epicenter of the virus in the entire world that had shut everything down, that he is going to... Not just to a restaurant, to the soccer game. 100,000 people. So, as I preface, you get what you wish for in this world. And if you hang with people who seem like murderers, they may just be one. And if you dance with the devil, then you're going to go to bed with them.
Yeah, it's very bad. I'm so upset.
Well, it's been this behavior that he hasn't realized, though, for... Such an... This wasn't his girlfriend. There wasn't a need for him to stay with her so long. Or at all.
It's not just that. He was with groups of people.
Well, that's... So he thinks random people and people meeting him are his friends and all have his best interests. No one knows what's going on. People can't protect themselves. And he thinks it's going to be perfect. And anytime I would suggest anything about the world maybe not being fit for his ideas of what's a cool time and what's going to make him popular or look esteemed, that he would just say, "No, Alex, I know well and good what's going on." And clearly getting the Delta, and he could get fired now. And his health, the most important thing of all the bullshit.
Why would you get fired? Why would you say that?
Because Nani said that.
What?
Oh, Nani is prophesizing that the job is going to, not like what he's doing now that he has COVID, and it's going to affect the job.
He didn't even know that he was there, because he's been working.
They didn't know he was there?
No, he didn't take any vacation days because
he didn't take any vacation? He told me a whole thing on it. He said, travel on weekends of holidays, so you get the max amount of vacation days you can. He's very secretive, and then you find out when it implodes last minute.
He told me he was going to work.
He keeps to himself, but he does these very borderline and reckless type things. That he doesn't seem to be valuing his life, honestly, like a sensible human.
Anyway, so I just wanted you to know. So...
No, but, I don't think he's going to learn from this in any way and not, take it seriously that he has
he's
his...
going to Denver next month.
Oh, my God.
He's going to Denver.
I'm sure his friends are traumatized that the Hamptons is canceled and you won't know what to do without that 6 hours of laundry and bills that would have cost.
Well, they don't hang out with me, but anyway... All right, can I go to you later? Because I have to go upstairs now. I just came down to talk to him, and I have to go up. Actually, I didn't talk to him.
You didn't talk to him?
I haven't spoken to him.
You haven't talked?
But I want to speak to him, but...
Oh, you just talked to Nani and cried.
I just told Nani.
Was Nani crying?
I didn't speak to him, though.
Was Nani crying?
Let me call you. Can I call you back a little bit later? I'm going to be in all day, so I'll call you back.
To talk about what, though? I was going to say that you were yelling that you haven't even seen me, and I was saying that I didn't want to go with an N-word packed weekend in the Hamptons, but if you were still going, I would meet up with you and go, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, definitely, that's fine.
All right, so I'll Uber to you Thursday night, 7 p.m., 6 p.m., is that what you... Are you
all right, that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, because... The Uber, it's only $15 more, and I won't have to do 6 hours of travel for that, you know?
Okay. Because
the bus took 6 hours to get to it.
That's fine.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, because you were going to see him, so you may as well see me.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. All right, we'll talk details.
Is Nani coming?
What? I don't know. Maybe you could convince her.
All right, maybe she'll come. And then I would Uber to her. and then we would all go and get McDonald's.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Well, that, like, I was gonna come. It was just because there were seven people there, so that's why.
No.
Okay.
Well, definitely ask her.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I'll come.
I'll talk to you later.
I feel bad for Harrison, though. I hope he's okay.
I know.
Yeah, it's scary.
Don't worry. All right, love you. Love you. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
So worried, you sound.
Hello?
My dear.
Who's there?
What do you have for dinner? My dear.
Alex?
What did you have for dinner?
No, honey, I can't talk now.
You
okay?
Talk to Sue?
I'm eating.
You speak to Sue? When are you eating?
Alex, please, I can't talk.
Hold on the
now.
Phone a minute. What are you eating?
A sandwich.
Can I have some?
Yeah. All right, baby. Take care.
I love you, baby.
I'll talk to you later.
Oh, baby. Baby. It's a wild world. A treat, baby. Go, child. Fam, I wish I had more people to call. Unemployment keeps calling me, but it's better I'm telling you. He's not well.
Screaming.
But he's not well, dear. He's not well.
Stop screaming.
Oh.
Please.
He's not well.
Who's that there?
My girlfriend, Topher.
Who's that there? What are you talking about?
He's not well, love.
Who are you talking about?
Kevin.
Kevin?
A COVID. The Coke Kid.
Paul, Alex, I don't know what you're talking about.
My dear?
Please, don't confuse me any more than I am.
My
dear,
okay? I love you.
Please don't confuse me any more than I am.
I love you so
okay?
damn much.
All right?
Frankly, my dear, I give a damn.
Be well.
Oh.
Why? I want to eat something.
What are you
okay?
eating?
Bye-bye, dear.
Short but sweet. That's what you fuckers get for not hiring me. King of the world, teachers are not. Everyone says ill, and you can be president. I think he's not proceeding when he is overextending or cutting things too far along the boundary. It's sociopath. Yeah, he has. No perspective of the feeling those around him. Ironic, like others then feeling that he knows one motive. Someone is being antisocial assumed. All types of socialization are the same Daniel Boone. It's perfectly compatible and should get along. It's very retarded-ish, bruh, now it comes to contact with his life. Yo ho!
fun fact. There are no conspiracies. It's just hip-dip done people do. Swing things in our it just happens. Like, it's just happened done. And then you look back with a four-seer bearer on Jones and type. Comes and moans and hurts and parts like, holy right. Then you look back. Oh, that was conspiracy. Was it though, no one? God paid, I don't think, out of you. It's a very good stand. Here's the trend, no one ever gets paid. It's praising what sick fucks society of us have made. Done, and we just say it like you have to. Blame someone, or it's not, it's in just what happened, inside job. No, it's our stating the facts that makes it fucked up, none of it was. Fucked up to them at time. I know murderers, ish, just kill me. Oh fuck, I'm a loser. Congratulations on your wedding anniversary to Kofi of Varsity. You deserve it, bro. She looks pretty cute. And all the X-Men in Portland's picture. So, good for you, man. Enjoy.